Sundance Drive-In Double Feature presents 1 Minute with Blood Lake and Iced. It's happening. Episode 33 of 1 Minute with Blood Lake and Iced, covering 33rd minutes of Blood Lake and Iced, two great slashers. They're awesome. Let's dive right in. Blood Lake, Susan is finally about to water ski. Or is she? Last we left her, she started screaming about something or other in the water. Let's find out what's up.
What's up?
Where?
Swim up!
Let me in!
Swim up, hey!
I can't handle snakes at all.
Yeah, you there some more.
That's right.
You okay, Susan?
Yeah. Right. When are we going back?
Okay, well, my just before dawn theory was shot to hell. It was a snake. She saw a snake in front of her, and she freaked out. And it is funny because, well, I don't know. It's funny. I mean, because she freaks out and she says, you know, pull me in, get me in there, or whatever. And they say, swim and swim. And then it cuts to a shot on the boat as it's sort of approaching her, and they seem like they're like a mile away from her or something. It just seems like they're very far away from her. But they do get to her and everyone, and they do an interesting kind of, as she goes by, as they pass her by, they kind of grab Mike and one of the Steves. I don't remember their names anymore. They kind of grab her life jacket and yank her up in the air and set her down. And so she's okay. We don't think she got bit. There was a snake in the water. Everything's going to be all right. They need to go and pick up the skis, and they need to go and well, they can just pull the rope in. I hope they haven't lost the skis. Good gracious. Uh-oh. Hopefully they can find them. But yeah, and even Tony comes up and does a, it's all right, Susan, it's all right. You know, maybe not the best delivered line, but he does get to pat her knee. But it's Mike, actually, who kind of, like, puts his arm around her and kind of pats her and says, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay. And you figured that's what Mike would do. Mike would be that guy who did that, so... That's the whole minute. That's really what happens in the whole minute. I mean, it's the aftermath of her seeing a snake and then pulling her in, and she's okay, and they're gonna head back. Yeah, I do like the two Steves when you get the shot on them. I can't handle snakes, man. And then the other Steve says something like habita pool, and he goes yeah. I listened to that three times. I'm sure you guys heard it and it makes sense to you, but I just watched it three times and all I hear is habita pool. So yeah, so there you go. Porky Pig Steve. And yeah, am I going to have to come up with another story? I mean, the thing with Blood Lake is, for a brief moment, I thought something was going to happen. Now, you know what? Nothing has to happen. I like hanging out with these people. I love the music they're listening to. And I just thinking how weird it is that you get this hard rocking band with the saxophone. And I just like, I can just see like Doug Barry and I'm forgetting, it's both the two main guys, Mike and the director, and just sort of saying, gosh guys, that Voyager, that music Voyager is really great, but the saxophone, do you need the saxophone? Look guys, Lester plays, we don't stays. Okay Lester, you can play, thanks a lot man. Thanks a lot. And so Lester's playing in the band. And, you know, you don't, as I mentioned before, you don't hear a lot of saxophones and hard rock and sort of hair metal-y type bands in the late 80s. Hey, you got to have a gimmick. I'd hate to think that all this beautiful water skiing stuff is over now because of this, but I think it might be over now because of this. I'm going to head back to shore and hang out, and maybe John and Diane are here. Who knows? We know they're here because we saw them briefly at the end of the last minute of Ice, but this hasn't been nearly as much I really am at the end of what I have to say about this minute. The last 3 minutes have been, is she going to go water skiing? Isn't she? And she doesn't. And that's the past 3 minutes have been, well, past 3 minutes and 10, 15 seconds have been, Susan, you're going water skiing. Okay, how do I do it? You do this. All right, get in the water. Try it. Oh, I fell over. Try again. Ah, snake. Let's head back to the water. 3 minutes of movie gone. I don't know. I mean, if it had been like the killer was in the water and like reached up and grabbed her or something like that, that would have been one thing. That would have been an incident that occurred within the movie. This is, I love it because this is, these last 3 minutes or so are as much filler as the water skiing minutes were, as much filler as the moments of them just shooting a breeze and just talking all over one another. It's just another, you think something's going to happen and then it doesn't. And then this minute ends, you think there's just 3 more minutes of filler, which was preceded by 6 minutes of filler. And you're like, wow. And then you think, wait a minute, before those 6 minutes of filler, we pretty much had 24 more minutes of filler. I love Blood Lake so much. Oh, it can go on like this forever. It's not going to go on forever. It's only, what is it? I've got it up here. What's it? Sorry, did that sound randy? I have 82 minutes. 82 minutes this goes on for, and we're 33 in. So let's see. I guess the next minute, you know what? I'm dying to know. Because Becca's saying, let's head back. I'm dying to see if the next minute will be them slowly returning, or whether it will be them, you know, having returned. You don't have to show everything that happens. You don't have to show it all. You can cut. They started to do that back around 1914. And so we'll see what the next minute is. Who knows? The next 3 minutes could be them returning to the dock. You know, I don't know. But the next 10 minutes could be them returning to the dock. So that is this minute of Blood Lake. Susan is okay. She's safe. She did not get bit. And they're heading back to shore. Meanwhile, Alex over in Iced is getting ready to go visit the folks in Phase 1. And yeah, and it looked like, as I ended with the last minute, we were in the living room area of the Lodge Chalet thing, and Trini was, looked like maybe she was knitting or something, and for a brief second, as the camera dissolved from Alex's office to the living room, we saw Diane in the window outside. So I think there's going to be some yelling and screaming and excitement in the gang's all here in this minute of Iced. Let's listen.
Oh, John and Diane are here!
Hi.
Hi, John.
Oh, God, it's good to see you guys.
Hey, Tina.
You look great.
You look great.
Look at us. Who's all here?
Corey and
Carl. Where are they?
They're out skiing right now. In fact, if you guys want to, there's time before dinner for a run.
I think it's getting a little bit late for that. What do you say we just sit tight, get comfy?
Okay. Jeanette, why don't you show them upstairs? Jeanette?
What?
Why don't you show these guys the upstairs?
Have I mentioned before that Jeanette has huge red nails? I feel like they're Lee press-on nails. I think I have, because they match the sweater she's wearing and her lipstick. And she gets distracted very easily in this minute, especially after the incredible shrieking at the start of the minutes. I hope I didn't blow out anyone's eardrums, though possibly those should have been expected shrieks, I guess. Yeah, so the minute is welcoming John and Diane to the Lodge Chalet, and it's shrieking and hugging and you know, welcoming smooches, and everyone seems to like one another, and there's a really long pause, in between, Corey, and then Trini sits down next to Diane and Carl, and I wonder if that means, like, did she go out with Carl at one time, possibly? I'm not sure. I guess we'll find out. Or we won't find out. This is a slasher film. They could all be dead in minutes. And of course, yeah, Jeanette. Before I go to that, the start of the minute, I thought Trina maybe was knitting. She's cutting coupons. Now, the thing I like about it is that first off, she's got her purse right next to her, so she had a pair of scissors in her bag to cut some coupons. Second, I like the concept that Alex had his folks put out some magazines, maybe. on the table for them to read, and she's picking through them, cutting out coupons. So like when the next group of people come to phase one to spend a weekend at the lodge, these, oh, magazines, awesome. What the F? Who did this? Who does that? I mean, that would be like going into your doctor's office or your dentist's office with a, you know, pair of scissors and just cutting out all the coupons out of there. I could see the dentist getting very angry if you did something like that. But yeah, that's what she's doing at the beginning, and everyone seems very happy to see one another. The camera kind of just sits staring at the couch in the window. You see John go by, there's a knock at the door, and the camera just sort of pans over to them as all this hoo-ha goes on. And there is an insert shot of Trini and John hugging one another, but almost all of this yelling and screaming up until Carl is more or less just this one shot where the camera pans over from the couches in the window to them sort of a distance away. It feels like, to give a variation, you, apart from the insert, it's like Susan falls in the water and then all of a sudden it cuts to the boat and she's so far away. It's like, how are they going to get to her? Isn't this going to take forever? And we're kind of like, the moment where the four of them meet up, it's very much like the moments in Blood Lake where they're eating or they're talking, and it's just like there's all this hoo-ha going on, and we're sort of, we should be a little closer. The insert is nice, but it feels like we should be a little closer to everyone as they're meeting up. Maybe sort of more in there and close. Yeah, but we're not. We're not. And in fact, apart from that brief 3-4 second insert, the first 33 seconds is the same shot we saw, you know, start at the end of the previous minute, which is slightly odd. But then the moment, you know, Trini says Carl, we get maybe a half a dozen shots or more before in the last like 25 seconds of the minute. And I love how, well, I love how Eddie is so, I mean, because that's presumably, we don't know for certain, but presumably the way the minute ends is, you know, Jeanette, would you want to show them the upstairs? And she's just like, she's got her hands clasped together and she's staring out the window, and you get a shot of John and Diane's car and the snow is just pouring down on it, and Jeanette's really worried and is kind of in another world. Presumably, as I said, thinking about Eddie. We'll find out whether that's true in the next minute. But it's weird because that's like in the space of 10 seconds, she goes from hugs, kisses, oh gosh, Diane go to sit down, they're pinching each other's cheeks, and then she sits down, and then Jeanette sits down, and then within 5 seconds, she's moody and she's staring out the window. It's very quick. It's sort of like the way the gal in the previous minute, the assistant, linked all these different subjects sort of together when she was talking. It's sort of like Jeanette goes instantly from being in the other room doing something. I thought they were making dinner. I guess she's making dinner, to being in there and screaming. And now she's sitting and she's moody, and I love it. It's all great. She's really worried about Eddie. As she should be, because Eddie is dead. Yeah, well, you know, that happens. So I like the fact that when Trini says we can get a quick run in, and John says no, let's get comfortable, let's get cozy. I like that mirrors when Jeanette entered there and she was describing the place and she said it's so cozy. Now they're using cozy in two different terms. Obviously, Jeanette's saying the place itself is cozy, and John is saying let us get cozy within this cozy place. But it's still, everyone's going to get cozy. They look like they're getting cozy. They're going to have a good time. And Diane has a lot of necklaces on, which, I don't know, maybe she's not going to be that ski ready when it's time to go. But, they'll go. And it's weird, too, because, yeah, the snow is coming down, but it's really bright out. I'm not 100% sure what John is referring to when he says it's getting late. Now, yeah, if it is right around Christmas, then obviously by 4:45 or so, the sun would be down. So I'm guessing it's probably like 4 o'clock or something like that. The sun's about to beeline past the horizon. So yeah, so everyone, the gang is here, apart from Eddie, who's obviously dead. Alex may or may not become part of this world. Maybe even the assistant will return. But yeah, Carl and Corey are somewhere nearby. I think they will show up soon, or they might not. That guy with the visor was watching them. Their lives could be forfeit. Probably not, though. Probably not. So, yeah, everyone's in. Everyone's ready to go. And let's see. We got the gang in Blood Lake after a bit of a scare returning to shore for lunch, for relaxing, hanging out. I don't know what they're going to get up to. Maybe it's dinner time. I don't know. They're in the summer, so the time's, as far as I know, so the time's off. And the Iced Gang are assembling, getting ready, I would imagine, for some dinner and maybe a visit from Mr. Alex Bourne. Let us close off this episode discussing Blood Lake and Ice with some of this sweet-ass music. And I'll talk to you next time.